There's uncertainty over the future of the lucrative multi-million dollar contract for providing security for Manus Island. The PNG government says it doesn't want the current service provider, Paladin, to continue running the camp after its contract expires at the end of the month. However, the Home Affairs Minister, Peter Dutton, has indicated the contract will be extended. Paladin, which also provides security for detention centre in Nauru, was given a $20 million a month contract nearly 2 years ago without having to face a competitive tender. While the terms of the security arrangements are unclear, there's even more uncertainty over the future of the asylum seekers who've now spent years on Manus Island waiting for resettlement. Stephanie Boris reports.
There are hundreds of refugees on Manus Island and Nauru, their fate unknown.
We will not stop with our pressure to government because they cannot leave people languishing there indefinitely.
Crossbench MP Rebecca Sharkey says the government must resettle people that have been in limbo for years. Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton says 531 have been sent to the United States under the resettlement deal, but he's confirmed the US won't take as many refugees as originally planned. Speaking on Insiders, Minister Dutton says he's still working on finding new homes for those remaining.
I want people off Manus and Nauru overnight, but I want to do it in a way that doesn't restart boats. And so we've got to just over 800 people across the two islands.
As to where they'll go, about 300 are waiting to fly to the United States, but no plans have been outlined for the others. Rebecca Sharkey says the government should take up New Zealand's offer to resettle refugees there, which Labor supports.
For 6 years, they have offered to take 150 people.
Last year, the government removed all children from offshore detention, and Rebecca Sharkey says that was due to crossbench and community pressure. She believes the same tactics can be used to ensure the government finalises resettlement options soon.
Many members of the community at the front of the parliament rallying in support of these children were speaking out in the parliament. It was continually asking questions of government.
Another crossbench MP who intends to speak to the government is the newly elected member for Warringah, Zali Steggall.
It's certainly an issue that is of concern because I think it's been lingering for months. Too long. I think there are some other pressing issues that need to be dealt with, but this is certainly one of the ones that has to be considered.
The independent MP says apart from indefinite detention being inhumane, it's also costly.
A ridiculous amount of money, and we have so many other pressing issues that money should be focused on.
Human rights and refugee advocates have been calling on the government to resettle people for years. George Newhouse is the principal solicitor at the National Justice Project.
Their health is suffering. The conditions that they're living in are cruel and inhumane.
The government has repeatedly said it will not bring people from Manus Island and Nauru to Australia. But George Newhouse says if no solution is found, that's what will happen.
The minister knows that this indefinite form of offshore processing is causing people to become very ill. And over time, they will all end up in Australia if the minister doesn't do something about resettling them as soon as possible.
The ABC understands about 80 refugees have been brought from Manus Island and Nauru to Australia for medical treatment since March.
Stephanie Boris reporting there.